Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And today we're talking about get your confidence back. Was there a time in your past that you were more confident than you are now? Has it slowly crept in? Have you lost a little bit of confidence? Are you not walking as tall as you used to? There's various different reasons why your confidence would decrease. A lot of it boils down to not actively concentrating on our confidence. It is something that we should take an active, conscious thought process in developing and maintaining. I find a lot of people in, especially this country in Ireland, have such a weird point of view when it comes to arrogance that we're nearly all afraid to work on our confidence for fear that others will think that we're conceited, are just arrogant. And it is something, confidence is something that you actually need to actively work on. And there are things that you can do to increase your confidence or to get your confidence back. You know, the way you look at pictures of yourself a few years ago, whether it's on your Facebook timeline or old school printed pictures, and you think, wow, I look great then, but I didn't actually think I did back then. So that's a perfect example of how you were more confident and you didn't even realize it. We're all very, very hard on ourselves. So it's very important that you actually put steps and plans into place to make sure that you ensure your confidence going forward into the future. And you don't just let it slip and dwindle. And you don't just let life get in the way and tear you down. I mean, there's a lot of different ways why your confidence would reduce. It could be age related. Obviously, I know nothing about that because I'm so young that I haven't faced any of those yet. Did you believe that? It can be health related. You could have a negative body image. It could be work related issues, relationship related issues. It could be to do with your finances. Life isn't fun when you're broke. It could be mental health related. All of those things can affect your confidence. When people join my kickboxing gym, we give them a short application form to fill out and we ask them what are their reasons for joining. So obviously physical fitness, toning and losing weight, self-defense, all list very high. But especially over the last few years, more and more adults are listing confidence. They're taking it up to get confidence, their confidence back. And we would have a lot of adults training with us, probably more so than kids. We're probably 80% adults and only 20% kids. And as a result, it's easy to see the shifts over the last few years, and more people are taking up martial arts and taking up kickboxing and certainly taking up training at our gym for their mental health reasons, to reduce stress, reduce anxiety, and just generally to build confidence. So maybe you've never thought about actually taking an active plan or putting an active plan together to increase your self-confidence, but it's definitely something you should consider. And there's loads of things you can do, loads, so much so that I jotted down 20. And there's no way I would remember the 20 off the top of my head, so I might be reading some of these out. So let's get stuck in, because 20 is a lot. Right, first one, number one, and I listed this as number one because without this nothing else really works, and it's get better sleep. Everybody is getting worse sleep than ever. People aren't sleeping. If you're sleep deprived, everything in your life will be more difficult. Lack of sleep will make you indecisive and sluggish. You can't make proper decisions. Everything seems like a dilemma and a drama when you're sleep deprived. So you need to go to bed early. You know this. All of these are common sense. You're going to know all of these, but this is just a reminder. You know, and it's a reminder for me as well. I would hate people to think that I was preaching, because I try to live by these as well. I try to remind myself and actually do a review on a regular basis, because and people might think it's cheesy and might think it's cringy, you know, to go through these points or to actually take that kind of an active interest in your self-confidence. They might think it's cheesy, they might think it's cringe, but sure, what's the alternative? Not to bother. And sure, where's that gonna leave you? So you actually may as well. It's gonna put you ahead of other people, and it's gonna put you ahead of yourself. More importantly, it's not a competition with other people, but it's gonna put you ahead of yourself. You're gonna be a better version of yourself if you actually actively take an interest in your own confidence. So better sleep, go to bed early, turn off your smartphone. That's the killer. I could go on and on, but you already know yourself. Number two, make better food choices. So it's about being consistent. You know, it's a long-term thing. It's not, oh, I was good for two meals today, so now I'll have a cheat meal. Try to really reduce your cheat meals. It's amazing how when you're eating healthy, you could be eating well all week, and then one cheat meal on a Saturday evening can just knock you back. So it's very important to be consistent, especially if you have health goals in place, or you're trying to actually lose a certain amount of weight or just be fitter. It's very important that you stick to it. So I have faith that a lot of people already know exactly what they should be doing. It's not allowing yourself to get hungry and vulnerable. And I always say that your diet ends as soon as you get hungry. So you have to try to make sure that doesn't happen. So write out a healthy eating plan and stick to it. Number three, improve your posture. Very easy to do. Just make a conscious effort to walk taller and to sit straighter. It's difficult to feel confident while you're slouching and you're hunched over. And again, with all the smartphones, with computers, with iPads, with everything, we are slouched over more. So make a conscious effort to sit taller, including your driving position. If you do a lot of driving, I would do a lot of driving. I would try to have the seat as vertical as possible. And even though I'm fairly tall, I would try to raise up the seat as much as possible, so it's not putting pressure on lower back or hips. If you ever had any kind of lower back pain or stiff hips, it can very much be linked to the amount of driving that you're doing. So just be conscious of that. Improve your posture. Log your fitness sessions, number four. So by keeping track of your progress, it does make it easier to see your improvement, and it encourages you to strive to beat your personal best. So it gives you a goal. It's very hard when we're training to acknowledge our wins and to realize that we are actually advancing. The amount of people that are training a few years and they feel like their training is plateaued, and it's only because they're not measuring their performance. So trackers are absolutely super for that. Number five, hit a punch bag. Obviously, I'm totally biased, but even if you've never done martial arts, you've never done kickboxing or boxing, even if you have no interest, it is seriously empowering realizing the amount of power that you actually have in your limbs. So punching and kicking a punch bag is an empowering thing, and you're not hurting anyone because it's a punch bag. And also, it's a super way to release negative energy. So obviously, come and join my gym. That was the worst advert going. It wasn't intended to be an advert, but hit a punch bag. You'll see what I mean if you've never done it before. And if you've already done it, I'm preaching to the already converted. Number six, regularly connect with yourself. So it doesn't matter whether it's meditation, praying, just visualizing, or just closing your eyes and breathing. So no matter what way you do it, take 10 minutes out for yourself on a daily basis and just reconnect with yourself. Take a few minutes out, 10 minutes is a perfect time, on a daily basis, just to reconnect with yourself and to step back from a very busy and very stressful daily life. Number seven, stop comparing yourself to others. So my last podcast, I went into this a hell of a lot more. I deep dived into comparing yourself to others. So do have a listen to the last podcast if you get a chance. I don't want to be making the same points over and over again, but there will be some common threads across the whole area of success. So number seven, stop comparing to others. Number eight, wear your best clothes. I heard this a long time ago, and it actually was really good. Like, why are you waiting for a special occasion to wear the clothes that make you feel good? Clothes can change your mood. So you don't have to wait for a wedding or a funeral or a christening or a birthday or a life event to wear clothes that make you feel good. Don't just get caught in a rut of going around in your sweats or your pajamas all day long, because that can be linked very much to your mood and to your confidence levels. Number nine, give yourself a mini makeover. So even small, like, do you hear my dog Diesel barking there? Maybe you don't. So yeah, number nine, give yourself a mini makeover. Even small beauty regimes can improve your confidence. Lads, sometimes it just takes a haircut. It doesn't have to be anything big, but it's amazing how when you get a haircut, you just automatically feel better about yourself. So it could be anything. It could be painting your nails. It could be, I don't know, it could be just doing whatever. It could be giving yourself a facial. It could be absolutely whatever. Again, it's whatever gives you confidence and makes you happy. So maybe it is time to treat yourself. Number 10. Declutter your surroundings. You know, cluttered surroundings can give you a form of anxiety, and it's harder to think clear. Your brain, you can get brain fog when your environment is messy, or if it's, you know, if it's, there's the easel again, or if it's if your environment is messy, you know, you don't think as clearly. Like, yeah, no one likes to have to do a big spring clean, but once it's done, you absolutely feel a lot better about things, and you will feel better about your environment, which ultimately affects your confidence, especially your car. Give your car a clean out. You know, when you're about to sell your car and then you give it a good clean and inside and outside, and then you look at it and you realize why you bought it in the first place, and you don't actually want to sell it because it looks great. So, you know, stuff like that improves your happiness levels, even on a basic level, and it's worth doing on a regular basis. There's also the little bit of a discipline involved in it as well, which ultimately makes you feel a little bit more confident. So smile more. Number 11, smile more. So ditch the resting angry face. If you smile more, you will feel happier and people will respond more positively to you. Plain and simple. Strangers are friends you haven't met. And I know the news puts us off and we think that everybody is wicked and criminal because we're overly watching and immersed in negative news. I'm jumping to another point later on, but you know what I mean. Smile more. It's really easy to do, and the times that you do that, you'll notice that people automatically respond to you a hell of a lot more positively. Number 12, slow down your speech. I'm definitely guilty of this. Talking before my brain is a chance to think about things clearly, putting my foot in my mouth and saying something I shouldn't say. That's why sometimes the podcasts are very hard, because I don't like to work off a script and I do like to ad lib. And if I don't slow it down a tiny bit, I can easily say things I would regret, or easily just stumble or have the M's and A's. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why a lot of people are afraid to record themselves or to do a podcast, is for those very reasons. So just slowing it down a slight pace allows you to think clearer and allows you to deliver your words more effectively. Number 13, write down your goals. Having written goals will give you clarity, direction and purpose. Doesn't that sound great? So just do it. Number 14, grow your savings. A lot of confidence comes from knowing that you have enough savings to fix any problems that can arise. So if you're living, you know, paycheck to paycheck, wage to wage, especially poor monthly earners, it can be tough getting, you know, when you have no money in your account and you feel vulnerable. If your car breaks down, if something happens, if your boiler goes bang, and you don't have the money and it's panic stations, or you have to ask for the money, or now you're actually instead of just trying to get a little bit of money together to save it for any eventuality, so you feel a hell of a lot more prepared. So your confidence is 100% linked to finances, and don't let anybody tell you otherwise. So it doesn't have to be large finances, but just things that, like, Christmas and birthdays don't catch you unaware, that you're prepared and you always have a little bit of savings put aside. Number 15, be assertive and not defensive or aggressive. It's so easy to be emotionally charged when you're talking to people, and if they ask you awkward questions, or they, you know, try to get a rise out of you, or you don't like the way the conversation is going. And you never win when your emotions are involved in your communication. So it is a skill, and it is a skill that you can develop, being assertive and being able to deliver your points across, not in a tit-for-tat way, not in a malicious way, not defensively and not aggressively. And it's a skill that's worth developing your whole life. I have struggled with this one in particular all my life, and I'm sure I will continue to do so, but I've gotten a hell of a lot better in comparison to the way I was in the past. So be assertive and not defensive or aggressive. 16, be true to your word. So if you're proud of your own word, you'll be a confident person. A small thing like being punctual will make you feel reliable. That's linked to your confidence. Number 17, keep track of small achievements. You know, we tend to be focused on large achievements, but they can happen so rarely that you can be a little bit frustrated because they're happening so few and far between. So make sure you do count the small stuff. Make sure you count the small achievements. Each large achievement is made up of small achievements. I mean, you list what's a small achievement to you and make sure that you do actually list them. So you realize that you aren't stuck, you aren't in a plateau, that you are actually developing and continuing to grow as a person. Number 18, perform 2 minutes of gratitude every day. It could be first thing in the morning, can be last thing at night. It's easy to take for granted the positives in our lives. And to only focus on the negatives. It's kind of the way where we worry about the negatives. It's kind of the way we're built to worry about the negatives and not to concentrate on the positives. So make a conscious effort to think about the things that you are grateful for. And I guarantee you, you've loads more than you realize. Once you actually take 2 minutes every day to go through, you know, what made you happy in your day and in your overall life. And it's a really, really positive. You can't help but feel better once you perform a little bit of a 2 minute gratitude exercise every day. Number 19, avoid unnecessary negativity. Sounds really obvious, but we're all immersed in news. We're all immersed in horrible videos on social media, horrible news. I'm not saying bury your head in the sand and not know what's happening in the world. I'm just saying manage it. You don't need to be immersed in it 24 hours a day. You don't need to have the news on 24 hours a day in the background. And if it does affect your mood, just be very aware of that and try to limit it. So being aware of what's happening in the world is different from immersing yourself in 24-hour negativity. So just be conscious of that. Number 20. Immerse yourself in positivity. So again, it sounds obvious, but we don't do it. Embrace what makes you feel positive. Don't be afraid to actively search out what makes you happy. Like, don't be afraid. We're all constantly striving to improve our situation. That we're not actually just taking the time to focus on the things that make us happy. Happiness mightn't even have been a goal of yours, which is a horrible thought if you're just going forward all the time and you've never actually thought that you could be happy or you've never actually strived to be happy. Happiness, things that make you happy could be anything from educational material. Obviously, if you're bettering yourself from a study and academic point of view, you 100% are going to feel more confident. So any books that inspire you, podcasts, obviously there's another real obvious plug for my podcasts, movies, documentaries, your own writing, you know, whether you intend to publish stuff or not, it's very therapeutic to actually jot down your thoughts and to actually write. Everybody has something to contribute, and it's a totally different process to reading other people's writings. Do your own writing and surround yourself, whether in the physical world or the online world, with people that inspire you. So that's the 20. If you do feel that you need any further help with your confidence or your mental health, please do seek professional advice. I would love to hear about what affects your confidence, both positive and negative. So do get in touch using any of the channels, the podcast, the blog, the YouTube, the Facebook, or the Instagram. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.